Well, it's become something of a tradition here at VPR, as we are proud to announce for the fourth year now the finalists for the Vermont Book Award. The literary prize is awarded by Vermont College of Fine Arts in Montpelier for works of outstanding literary merit by Vermont authors. And here to present us with the list of this year's finalists is Micaiah Gault, the program director for MFA in Writing and Publishing at VCFA. She's also the editor of Hunger Mountain, VCFA's Journal for the Arts. Micaiah, great to speak with you again.
Thanks for having me, Mitch.
Well, remind us, first of all, how this works. What are the qualifications for being considered for this award?
Sure. So we were looking this year at books published in 2017 by Vermont authors. Books can be nominated for the prize in a variety of ways. We have a nominated committee of the Independent Booksellers of Vermont who nominate books, and then publishers can also nominate it. Books, and this year, for the first time, we opened nominations to the public.
Bit of a change for this year.
That's
How did
right.
that work? People just went online and voted?
Yeah, we had it was open for about 2 weeks, and people could go online and nominate a book, and it was great. We had great turnout.
And what are the categories for the judges to look at?
So the judges change every year. There's a new team of judges each year, and they are looking at all of the nominated books, and they're choosing finalists in fiction, in creative nonfiction, poetry, and children's lit.
That's a lot of reading, of course. And as you say, there has to be a committee of judges put together. And full disclosure, I had the pleasure of being one of those judges a couple of years back. Who are the judges for the 2018 award?
So we try to choose judges who are writers, booksellers, librarians, professors, readers, real readers. We have for poetry, Allison Prine and Elizabeth Powell, who have both been finalists in the past for the prize. For nonfiction, Hugh Coyle and Joy Warland. For fiction, Maria Hummel and Megan Mayhew Bergman. And for children's lit, Aaron Starmer and Elizabeth Bloomley. And the judges are so interesting because, you know, many of them are writers. So at the same time that they're reading all the nominations and doing the judging, they're promoting their own books. Maria Hummel has a 2018 book that's out called Still Lives. Aaron Starmer, who writes YA, which stands for young adult fiction, his book Spontaneous from 2016 is being adapted into a film, so we've been watching that unfold.
So it's a way to promote all sorts of crossover in Vermont literature.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly. The whole sort of literary community.
Well, I think that we've let our literature lovers wait long enough here. So who are the 2018 finalists for the Vermont Book Award?
Sure. So for poetry, we have Selected Delante by Greg Delante and Event Boundaries by April Osman. In children's lit, we have Grand Canyon by Jason Chin and Girl Rising, Changing the World One Girl at a Time by Tanya Lee Stone. In creative nonfiction, we have Fasting and Feasting, The Life of Visionary Food Writer Patience Gray by Adam Fetterman, and Breaking Bread, A Baker's Journey Home in 75 Recipes by Martin Phillip, and in fiction, The Bear and the Nightingale by Catherine Arden.
And this reminder that even though they'll be competing in these different categories, there will ultimately be just one winner for this prize.
Yeah, that's right. The next step is the judges read all the finalists. We get together for one long meeting in person on the VCFA campus in Montpelier. We talk about, celebrate what's going well in all of these books, and then do the hard work of choosing one winner.
Summer is such a great time for reading. You know, it's a lot of time people catch up on their reading. Is there anything you can tell us about some of these books?
These books are super exciting. I feel like it's a really dynamic year for the Vermont Book Award. For instance, we have a picture book for the first time ever as a finalist. Grand Canyon by Jason Chin is this gorgeously illustrated, factual book about the Grand Canyon. We also have Girl Rising, Changing the World One Girl at a Time is nonfiction. We haven't seen nonfiction in our children's lit category before, so that's new. The creative nonfiction finalists are really interesting. One is a biography. That's new. And it's about this food writer, Patience Gray, who's highly influential, but maybe less known than other historical food writers. And then we have Breaking Bread, A Baker's Journey Home in 75 Recipes is really, you know, a memoir sort of cleverly disguised as a cookbook. There are recipes throughout, but also reminiscences about life and family. And then the fiction selection, The Bear and the Nightingale, is interesting because it's a reimagining of a Russian folktale. And then, you know, I was thinking about sort of the books to the kind of coffee table books, the books you want to just have around your house to dip into. And these poetry books, Event Boundaries and Selected Delante, are both beautiful, really different from each other.
So when will the winner be announced?
The winner will be announced at our annual Vermont Book Award Gala, which is September 22nd, right at VCFA on campus. It's my favorite night of the year.
Well, before I let you go, Micaiah, you, I understand, will still be involved with VCFA and the Vermont Book Award. However, it turns out that you are stepping down as the program director for VCFA. Why is that?
Yeah, that's right. I'm stepping down so that I can spend more time on my own writing, because my debut book of fiction is coming out with HarperCollins sometime soon.
That is very exciting. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited.
This is a novel you've been working on?
Yeah, that's right. It's a novel. It should come out, I think, next summer.
We'll keep watching on that. And good luck to all the finalists, of course, for the Vermont Book Award. Micaiah Gault is the program director for MFA in Writing and Publishing at VCFA. And you can peruse the list of this year's finalists, which Micaiah mentioned, on our website at vpr.net. Micaiah, thank you so much.
Thank you.